For Bill Lynch, I'm Mitchell Krause with the CBS World News Roundup. The sound of those brown United parcel trucks beginning their runs again for the first time in 16 days. That's music to the ears of a UPS supervisor in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, I feel great. We've been trying to, deliver what was in the system and keep the customers with their packages, but I feel great about it.
Correspondent Barry Bagnato is live in Washington with more on the first day after the end of the UPS strike. Barry?
Mitchell, UPS turns 90 next week, but today is a more appropriate birthday. Correspondent Dan Revive is live after visiting a big New York City distribution site.
Some brown trucks are moving here in Manhattan, but only 156 out of the usual 800 or so, because business is down. Who works, who doesn't, decided by seniority.
I expect a lot of conversing with the customers, a lot of welcome backs, a lot of handshakes, and maybe a lot of blisters on the fingers, but all in all, we're here primarily for the business.
Daryl White, a driver for 20 years, headed out, and as the number of packages builds, the number of employees rehired should build. Barry?
The fresh start was made possible when Teamsters representatives here unanimously approved the new labor agreement. Chants erupted at San Francisco Slovenian Hall and other places where strikers gathered to hear and cheer the details. Many of them won't be returning just yet, admits their leader Ron Carey.
There may be some laid off. However, I think in a matter of time that we'll all get back to its normalcy.
At least 11,000 Chicago area Teamsters won't end their strike until a separate local agreement is approved. UPS President James Kelly predicts it will be Monday before his delivery machine is up to speed. This La Crosse, Wisconsin driver is anxious to renew acquaintances with customers.
They're friends of ours. They've been on my route for 20-some years. These are friends of mine. I'm going to be real glad to see them.
Personal visits and phone calls are a key part of UPS's strategy to win back its 1.6 million pre-strike customers. Some companies set adrift by the tightest ship in the shipping business say they're not going to just come back sailing. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, live in Washington.
The small New Hampshire town of Colebrook is in shock this morning after a man with a long-standing grudge against a judge killed her, along with two state troopers and a newspaper editor. The wild three-hour rampage ended when assailant Carl Drago was killed in a firefight with a dozen officers. This resident can't believe it happened in his town.
People move up here to get away from all that. Not this time.
Reporter Lana Jones of Boston station WBZ is in Colebrook.
State police cruisers, blue lights flashing, drove up and down the main street. There was not a single darkened house. And this morning, these residents will awake to find their grocery store and an office building, the two crime scenes here in Colebrook, still blocked by yellow police tape, police cars, and TV trucks from those big cities so far away.
Former selectman Ken Parkhurst, who knew the suspect from visits to his hometown's offices, says there were signs that Drago had a temper.
He had instances where that people went on his land to do the valuation of the land, and he'd pull a gun on them. So we knew that he was quick to pull a gun on anybody.
A home that belonged to Drago in nearby Columbia, New Hampshire, was found burned to the ground, apparently in an attempt to divert officers pursuing him. A videotape shot by a Texas County sheriff, supposedly for prison guard training purposes, has caused a storm of protest and the return of hundreds of inmates to their home state of Missouri. Charles Jaco of CBS station KMOX has that.
The screams of a Missouri prisoner being beaten in Texas are no surprise to activist the Reverend Larry Rice, who says he alerted Missouri prison officials to abuse in Texas months ago.
Now they've got egg on their face, and the Department of Corrections in Missouri has some real problems on its hand. If this was an isolated incident, perhaps we could let it pass, but sadly enough, I don't believe it is.
In fact, Rice says he's received similar complaints from Missouri inmates housed in three other Texas jails. Missouri State Representative Don Kissel says the state may sue Texas.
I think the state of Missouri should, if it's possible, for whatever violations that come up.
Prisoners from Missouri are farmed out to Texas because of overcrowding in Missouri state prisons. Charles Jaco, CBS News, St. Louis.
Passengers on a bus hijacked last month in South Carolina won't face charges in the smothering death of the hijacker. Passengers tackled him and wrestled him face down to the floor. Prosecutors say the passengers acted in self-defense, and there is no evidence that anyone intended to kill. The U.S. trade deficit has narrowed sharply. The government says the 14.5% drop in June stems from a jump in American exports to an all-time high. It's coming up now on 5 minutes past the hour.
Your hearing news on KNX 1070.
Okay, first order of business, people. I'm thinking of buying the Ricoh digital color copier. Any thoughts, Hodgkins?
Thank you, sir. I'd like to go see a demonstration to make sure we can do all of our presentations on it.
Cooper?
Well, what about creating our brochures and newsletters? And what about transparencies and photos? I'll need to see a demo first.
All right, look, people, we can't all be driving around town to do this. Now, how are we going to get any work done around here?
At Select Office Solutions, our unique mobile showrooms will bring the latest in color copier technology right to your company's parking lot for a free demonstration. The Ricoh digital color copier can connect to your computer and acts as a printer, scanner, and copier.
So, should we go with a color copier from Select?
Yes.
Good. Now, about my annual bonus, how big should it be this year? Thoughts, Hodgkins?
Oh, thank you, sir. I think it'd be prudent at this time to give you...
Lease a Ricoh digital color copier from Select by September 30th and make no payments for 90 days on approved credit. Call 1-888-84-SELECT. Select Office Solutions. We turn business products into office solutions.
The Immigration and Naturalization Service is launching Operation Rio Grande, expanding its effort to stem the flow of illegal immigrants by beefing up the Texas-Mexico border around Brownsville with hundreds of additional agents. We talked about the plan being announced today with INS Commissioner Doris Meissner.
We now have enough massive resources to start new tactics and rely on tactics that put us much more into a deterrence mode.
There seems to have been an increase in illegal immigration. Have you seen any results so far from what you've done already?
Generally, across the border, we've had extremely good results. Less and less illegal entry in the traditionally high corridors. But that, of course, means that there's more pressure on those places that haven't yet been so effectively enforced. But we're ready now and beginning to use tactics that we believe will get control of that.
American Airlines is eating crow, apologizing for a manual that, among other things, warned its pilots that Latin American passengers, quote, like a drink in the plane prior to takeoff and may call in false bomb threats to delay planes.
We intend to rewrite the guidebook to delete inaccuracies and misrepresentations.
But the words of American Airlines spokesman Tim Smith don't satisfy Alfred Carrizales of the League of Latin American Citizens.
How could you make statements like that or print matter like that and not believe that it's going to be offensive to folks?
The manual was released during pretrial hearings for lawsuits against the airline for a fatal 1995 crash in Colombia. There was a party last night on Martha's Vineyard to mark vacationing President Clinton's 51st birthday. Mark Noller is live from Edgartown, Massachusetts. Mark?
Mitchell, the party was the hot invitation on Martha's Vineyard last night, held at the home of Hollywood couple Mary Steenburgen and Ted Danson. Among the 75 guests at what was literally a clam bake were Caroline Kennedy and singers Carly Simon and Jimmy Buffett, who even at the distance reporters were kept could be heard performing. And details of the birthday cake for the president leaked out, a vanilla bean sponge cake with raspberry and blueberry filling in the shape of the Edgartown Lighthouse, a local landmark. And the president must have had a good time. He didn't leave till after midnight. Live from Martha's Vineyard, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
And it's 8 minutes past the hour. KNX 1070 News Radio.
Okay, this is for all you been there, flown that, international business travel types. Every airline, and I mean every airline, talks about how warm and friendly their in-flight personnel are. A country with a reputation for cold, haughty arrogance will try to convince you that their people are actually civil. While here in L.A., we know for a fact that anything much past, "Hi, my name is John, I'll be your wait person tonight," is no man's land, friendliness-wise. But Malaysia Airlines is different, mainly because Malaysia is different. People come back from Malaysia stunned by the niceness. They almost feel like spending a week in New York just to balance it out. So while Malaysia Airlines' fleet of 747s is truly world-class, with comforts that rank among the world's best, what takes them to a higher level is the sheer niceness that comes free of charge with every flight. Malaysia Airlines flies to Kuala Lumpur 6 days a week from LAX and over 110 cities worldwide. Call your travel agent or Malaysia Airlines and have a nice day.
Is it Disneyland or a Chamber of Horrors? That's the question at an unusual trial in California, David Dow reports.
The civil suit against the Disney Company for alleged lax security is off to a sobbing start. Plaintiff Billie Jean Matei, a former Mouseketeer, broke into tears as she told of being robbed at gunpoint during an outing with her daughter and three young grandsons.
Oh, my God, Daddy. Here I come, and my babies are going to die here.
The company contends it would be impossible to guarantee a crime-free zone at the Magic Kingdom. Matei also claims her grandchildren were traumatized by seeing Mickey Mouse and other Disney figures take off their costume heads as they walked by a security trailer where the family was being questioned. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's down 9 points. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.